Because it's already enabled, obviously, a few little extra things to get set up and have everything all perfect. And I'm happy to report, all things are ready. If I could ask Mark and Benita Schindler to come up, we'll begin with our song service. We don't have singing as part of the service, except for we have some representative singers up here that will be singing for the congregation. Part of that is we want to make sure that we're on the right side of the health unit and make sure that we have a similar result to last year where we had more than 122 people in this room and we had zero outbreaks of COVID for the entire feast. This year, instead of 30% occupancy, about 50% occupancy, and so we have chairs to go back to 182 people, and at different times we've had over 160 that are on our list, because again, we need to do the assigned seating as part of the COVID requirements for personal protective equipment and spacing, having families sitting together in pods. If it allows us to worship together, that's the most important thing, and we're eager now to have Mark and Benita come up. The three hymns they'll be singing, page 105, Come to the Feast, page 265, Revive Us Again, and page 99, It Is Well With My Soul.
Thank you. Number 86, your Bible stand.
Thank you. visitors here tonight, if you would grant them safe passage. We pray for the speaking. Thank you for bringing our speaker here tonight. A little bit of a delay, but thank you for giving him passage to the holy angels that you're on. Thank you so much for all this. We praise you, we glorify you, and ask you to put the listening into our ears so we can take it all in and ready ourselves for this next 7 + 8 days, plus one day at the end. Giving all praise, giving all glory, always to you, in Jesus' holy, righteous, and perfect, and precious name.
This is the most strangest of a time for me speaking. Just came out of the town market and walked to the podium, standing for my good brother Courtney. The message I have this opening day tonight is, let us pray. I'm glad that you have made it to this place, 2021. And I'm also glad that I have also made it this feast, 2021. I understand the feast experience was different, challenging. Last year, I was away in Ghana, observing the feast with the brethren in that part of the world. But coming back, and gradually getting the opportunity to brethren meeting once again, and then be thrown into a big meeting like this. That is why I am glad that on the first night I at least the people here speak a lot, because regularly when things are good, the normal doesn't really get so better than this. Looks like quite a good number of people are here. Just people that are sitting here. And I don't know why that is. We may find out. And so what it means, by way of what I'm speaking about tonight, is that we have braved all the difficulties and the challenges and the restrictions and everything to be here today. Because there has to be a reason why we want to come. There has to be a compelling argument for us to be here. And so we need to pray. And the prayer that we need to pray tonight is by reason of the fact that out there, the challenges that you bring tonight day to be here, they are still there. I don't think there's anybody under any illusion that because we are here, the challenges are there. That's all it. Daily we bring those challenges here. Daily we check out in order to check in here. Because if you're not thinking about that, just bump into my teacher. Matthew chapter 6, and what we call the model prayer. And for the sake of brevity, I'll just add to the point. Christ said, therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. This is our prayer. Because if the kingdom doesn't come, the kingdoms in which we operate, it's choking us. The kingdoms of this world, the kings of this world, are uniting, colluding, conspiring, and they are choking us. And so we should pray consistently. Your kingdom come. And so if we are here today as a lead up to the next 8 days, it is because of this prayer. That's why we are here. Your kingdom come. And if we're not praying that prayer, we will be stuck only in the kingdom of this world. So, when the kingdom of God, for which we are a person, comes, His will be there. His desires for us would happen. And when we we go to the end of the book, in the book of Revelation, are sorrows in the kingdom? Are there sorrows in the kingdom?
No.
Do we have tears in the kingdom? Is there any oppression in the kingdom?
No.
So your kingdom come, so that your will be done. Brethren, let's welcome each other into this 2021 feast with an understanding and the desire to yearn even more and more for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Will there be pain in that kingdom?
No.
No. Diseases?
No.
No. So let's pray that that kingdom come. And when that kingdom comes, His will be there. We will no longer be faced with the challenge of the kings of this world commanding and colluding and conspiring against the people of God. Against Yahweh and against His anointed. So, brethren, this is an opportunity that if we go to Leviticus 23 and we begin to read what we're supposed to be doing here the next 8 days. While we, like Kate, try to mimic how the kingdom of God is going to be, the peace, the love, the righteousness, the peace, the unity, the will of God being done and expressed. We need to realize that that is the hope that is our hope. As the first was yearning for the sincerity and the purity of the word, that is our yearning. We desire that we will be birthed into the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. So, the simple message that we have tonight is, let us pray. And as we pray, what we say is, Your kingdom come. That the eternal's will be done. We have known the kingdoms of this world and their inclinations towards God's people. At least, if we don't know anything, we have known in history. We can remember Babylonian kingdom. Even though God Himself put the chastisement of our brethren in the hands of the Babylonians. But In the bigger scheme of things, how did that kingdom treat God? Intervening in their other kingdoms that did not treat us well. But how did the Roman Empire treat us? So the kings of this world have every reason to make sure that it kick us and kick us hard. And mentioned this to our brethren in London on Saturday. And I said, look, we people sitting here, we are more in heaven. We are more in terms of effect, in terms of impact. We are more than, use the negative words, so I just want to listen carefully. We are more than terrorists. In the eyes. Because if we are in power, it means the overthrow of your power. Look at the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw. As I've said, with the Babylonians, the Medes, and the Persians, the Grecian, Roman Empire, and when the stone that was cut from heaven that with our hands came, what happened? The Bible said he brought all these kingdoms into peace. I don't know any church that can do that. So in the art, in terms of effect, if they can rule out speech, punishment, if they don't come and submit now to this need. That is what our prayer speaks about. Your kingdom come. Brethren, we will definitely hear a lot in the course of the week, but let us not put aside this prayer. But it's by reason of this prayer that we are here. If we did not believe that that prayer would be answered, if we did not believe that that prayer would come to pass, then what are we rehearsing? We are rehearsing something that is reality. So when we were translated from the power of darkness into the kingdom of our God and of His Christ, the reality begins. The consummation is what we're waiting for. And so we keep praying, your kingdom comes. And that is when the will of the eternal will be done. So, as we go through the week, and especially tonight, I hope that you don't put Jesus at the bad power that we want to break down. And see who is not coming. Who's going to be in power? Yes. Who won? Who cares? We are, of course, in the world. But when we are checked out, we check in here, it is kingdom for. It is God's kingdom that we are living now. And so our focus is on our prayer, not the things that we have checked out in another year. That's what I'm saying. We've got all the restrictions that we have to bridge to be here and to come here and still go back and immerse ourselves in things that infect and are in our interest. Brethren, if we allow ourselves, there's so much that we can be worried about. There's so much that we can allow to consume our minds and our thoughts in terms of our present reality of this world. But let our prayer be, your kingdom come. And if you're praying that this kingdom manifests in our meetings, in our happening, in our sharing, in everything, then why do we have any reason to begin thinking once again about the things that do not matter in the big scheme of things? In fact, what we are doing here, the course of these 8 days, that the great minded people would say that nowadays, this appointed time that we have with the eternal, it symbolizes our prayer that the kingdom of this world have become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. No more tears, no more sorrow, no more dying. Righteousness, peace, joy fills the environment of the kingdom and should fill our circumstances as long as we are here. If I have not been able to check out of that world, I need to check out now. Check in, not your hotel room, check in into this period of the appointed time that we have with our God. Brethren, let's keep it short, let's keep it focused, let's keep reminding ourselves each day. So let's pray. What's my prayer? My prayer is your kingdom come, your will be done. Of course, we know it's being done here the way it's now done. Jerusalem, the city of our God, let it be our focus, because it's at the center, of course, of the kingdom. Let us focus on this one important thing that Leviticus 23 would not make sense to us if we are not praying fervently, especially in these circumstances, that God's kingdom come. If the kingdom doesn't arrive, you may not be here. And we will only wake up into the kingdom. So whichever way the kingdom comes to meet you, or you come walking into the kingdom, either way, your prayer is your kingdom come, your will be done. Last night, I had a short dear wife, and I'm not talking about the reality of the meeting, but I just want to relate that to the prayer in the sense that when we do face the realities that we face in this current world, we can only wish that God's all of us happy. Everybody wants to be here, and we are here. I hope my children will find that peace that they couldn't get in that meeting, because we're dealing with the realities that are not common. By being here, they will find that reality of peace. And for that matter, be able to pray, Father, may your kingdom come. And the same may happen to you in different scenarios, in your families, in individuals, and relate that to the peace, the comfort that we find being here, and not be overcome by the realities. But we're not wishing away the realities that we live in. They are there. Yeah, it's what it is. But we can take a leap beyond that in faith and pray God's kingdom in our situation and say, may your kingdom come. May your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Brethren, on behalf of the team and on behalf of all the speakers that are coming, I'm hopeful that God will speak to us in ways that is not confusing, but very clear, very instructive, very inspiring, and very educating to all of us to live here even more inspired, that regardless of our circumstance, we will still pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Brethren, we are all welcome to Peace 2021. Let us rejoice and be glad in our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
who has seen the mighty power of God.
Thank you.